Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
He's our hero, and he's going to take pollution down to zero, because I got 11 questions for you on Captain Planet from Mike Maximchuk. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out my show, and thank you for all the great iTunes reviews that you leave for the podcast. If you have a second, go on your app and throw a nice little review up there. You could do a star rating, or you can actually leave a text written review. Both of those would be fantastic if you have the time. And the more of those that show up, I think we're at 210 right now, the more eyes and ears get on the show. If you are looking for some fun ways to pass the time, I've got something good for you guys. Go to drewblank.com. That is an artist friend of mine, Drew, D-R-E-W, blank, B-L-A-N-K.com. You can print out free coloring pages on my friend's website. He has some coloring pages for Quentin Tarantino art that he's done. He has some for horror movie icons, and he has three different ones for Schitt's Creek, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. So if you're looking for some free coloring pages, you got a printer at home, and you like those franchises, go to drewblank.com and get some coloring fun. Remember, at the end of every episode, we have a fact of the day. If you have any fun facts of the day, tweet me at RyanBuds on Twitter and send me some of those facts so I can include them in future episodes of the show, and get ready for 2 days at the end, which is about barcodes, the first ever barcode. We'll tell you about that. We're going to jump into 11 questions on today's topic, which is Captain Planet, one of my favorite shows to watch as a kid in the 90s. I've never been a super environmental kid, but this show got me as much into that as I could possibly be into. I had all the figures, and I loved the cartoon, and I thought it was a lot of fun. So we're going to jump to those 11 questions from Mike Maximchuk right now. Here we go. All right, Captain Planet, Earth, Fire, Wind, Water, Heart, let our powers combine to summon up these 12 questions on the 1990s eco cartoon Captain Planet, says Mike Maximchuk. Here's question number one. What was the collective name for Captain Planet's group of sidekicks and helpers called? Number one, what was the collective name of Captain Planet's group of sidekicks and helpers called? Number one. Question number two. Kwame hails from Africa, and his ring is green. He can harness the power of which terrestrial element? Number two, Kwame hails from Africa, and his ring is green. He can harness the power of which terrestrial element? Number two. Question number three, what was the name of the spirit of the Earth who was portrayed as a female spirit encompassing all races? Number three, what was the name of the spirit of the Earth who was portrayed as a female spirit encompassing all races? Number three. Question number four, from North America, Wheeler is the redhead and his ring is red as well. He can harness the power of what conflagratory element? Number four, what conflagratory element for Wheeler? Number four. Question number five, once his work is done, Captain Planet disappears back into the planet and leaving viewers with what message? What message would he utter at the end of all the episodes, Captain Planet number five? Question number six, Linka, who is from the Soviet Union, or the USSR, which had not collapsed yet when the show was going on, has a light blue ring and can harness the power of what blustery element? Linka, what blustery element? Number six. Question number seven. This was the name of the solar-powered flying machine the group of five kids used for transportation. What was the name of their transport? Number seven. Number eight, from Asia, ghee had a dark blue ring and could harness which element? Number eight, from Asia, ghee had a dark blue ring and could harness what element? Number eight. Number nine, this doctor was a villain who changed himself into a radioactive mutant. He represents the misuse of nuclear power. Who is he? Number nine, the doctor who's a villain that could change himself into a radioactive mutant. Number nine. Question number 10. This pig-like human represents the dangers of overconsumption and greed. What is that villain's name? Pig-like human that represents the dangers of overconsumption and greed. Number 11. The last of the five eco-conscious kids, Mati, hails from South America. What element does he have control over? And his ring is orange, yellow, and red. What element does Mati have from South America? Those are all your questions about Captain Planet. We'll be right back with your eco-friendly answers in just a minute. We are back with the answers to Captain Planet, one of the best cartoons from the 90s. Let's go over those and see what you got right and wrong. Number one, what was the collective name for Captain Planet's group of sidekicks and helpers called? The Planeteers. We're the Planeteers. You can be one, too, because saving our planet is the thing to do. What a rap that was. Number two, Kwame hails from Africa. He has control of Earth. That is his element with the green ring, Earth. Number three, what was the name of the spirit of the Earth, who is portrayed as a female spirit encompassing all races? That was Gaia. Gaia, which is also a cool game for Super Nintendo, The Legend of Gaia. Number four, from North America, Wheeler is the redhead. He has control of fire. Fire. I used to have a Wheeler figure, and it had a clicking thing on the back, and it made his ring spark, like internally, but it looked kind of like fire. It's kind of cool. Number five, once his work is done, Captain Planet says, "The power is yours." Number five, the power is yours. Number six, Linka from the Soviet Union controlled wind. Number six, wind. Number seven, this was the name of the solar-powered flying machine the five kids drove around in, the Geo Cruiser. The Geo Cruiser. Number eight, from Asia, ghee had a dark blue ring and controlled water. Water. Number nine, this doctor was a villain who changed himself into a radioactive mutant. He represents the misuse of nuclear power. His name was Duke Nukem, like the video game character, Duke Nukem. Number 10, this pig-like human represents the dangers of overconsumption and greed. His name was Hoggish Greedly. That's a pretty great name, Hoggish Greedly. And number 11, the last of the five eco-conscious kids was Mati from South America, and he was in control of heart. Heart. So there you have it, guys, your quiz on Captain Planet. Thank you, Mike Maximchuk, for supplying me with those questions today. Really brought me back down memory lane, and I hope it did for you. Two, I feel like they could make a pretty cool either live action or animated comeback, a remake of this show, a reboot. People would like it, right? Kind of like Power Rangers. That kind of did all right, didn't it? Okay, last thing, guys, for the episode is the fact of the day. And the fact of the day is the first product to have a barcode was Wrigley's Gum. You've been to Wrigley Field in Chicago, but did you know that Wrigley's Gum was the first product to have a barcode to scan at a store? There you have it. Now you know. Wrigley's Gum, first barcode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And check out my friend Frosty on SoundCloud.com/Frosty. He does the theme song for this show and has since it started. So thank you, Frosty. And go check out SoundCloud.com/Frosty with a W in the middle. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.